George Ezra, Triple M, Jane Day for breakfast, quarter to seven. Live this morning, North Jacqueline. Marvellous deals. North Jacqueline, dual for the team there, can look after you. We're just talking about aliens. Aliens of all things. There's a story back from 2001, which is on the telly. A lady said she was captured by aliens and dropped off. Well, obviously, the aliens got it right.
Yeah.
Dropping her off here in Mackay, if you missed it.
She may have been dreaming, but Amy Rylance says she didn't imagine it when a spaceship landed in her front yard and took her away.
Do you believe in aliens or UFOs?
I do now. It was wholly a good experience from my point of view.
While police are sceptical, Amy and Keith say no one can explain how she was taken from Maryborough in southern Queensland and ended up in Mackay in north Queensland, a distance of 800 kilometres, in 3 hours in the middle of the night.
Oh, don't. Stop taking the mickey.
On Facebook, Deb says, I think that might be some good wacky tobacco. On the night that actually happened. Wayne says, stupidity drug test coming up. Yep. Bonnie says, I remember this story from way back when. Good story. Must have dumped her out on their way to the Bermuda Triangle, says Lucy.
There's a lot of things you just can't explain, and I don't care if you're going to take the mickey, like those three people on Facebook there as well.
You cannot be serious. You've got to have
absolutely
a good laugh.
I'm serious.
I don't know. It just seems like a couple of... You've got to watch the whole story. It's on our website, triplem.com.au, to actually gauge whether... I don't know whether she's telling the truth or not. I don't know.
Okay, look, we had one guy that was on the phone, but he's just dropped out of range. But Claudia, are you a believer?
Yes, I'm a believer. Have you seen the X-Files series?
Yeah, oh, hasn't everyone?
Everybody's seen that.
Well, there's a quote that comes from it, I want to believe, and there's also the truth is out there. Only people who encounter those phenomena. I said that wrong, sorry.
No, that's
those
why we know what you mean.
Those who encounter them only know what is out there.
So have,
no
you had
one
any,
else,
have you had anything happen to you?
Well, not to do with aliens per se, but to do with ghosts.
Oh, that's a different story altogether. I believe in ghosts, yes. Yeah.
But in aliens, yes, because... You can't really tell from where we stand. We're down below, we're looking up into the sky. Who knows what's up there? Who knows the difference between what a star looks like and what a spaceship looks like?
So potentially you think that we are being watched by aliens?
Yes.
Here in Mackay?
Yes.
Okay.
Good on you, Claudia.
I'm open-minded, but I just don't think there's enough evidence for me to think that that's the case. Thanks for the call, eh?
No problem, bye.
Okay, you'll believe in ghosts because you've seen one, but you won't believe in aliens
There's more evidence about ghosts than there is with UFOs.
Come on. Kevin, mate, back me up here. Are you a believer?
Yes, I am.
Have you seen something?
No, I haven't. But the law of averages dictates that there has to be intelligent life out there. You think about the amount of stars there are in the universe and how many planets might be in a Goldilocks zone.
I agree with you. Like, I think there'll be life out there. Like, they'll find, things on the moon, the surface of the moon, but not like spaceships that are built, and like, it just seems too far fetched for me.
Mate, you know, horses for courses. If you believe in something, you believe in something. If you don't, you don't. Each one, don't. But as for the lady that was abducted, I want some of that cabbage as well.
Come on,
Kevin. I was waiting for it. Thanks for your call, mate.
Jesus.
Told you. See, I think that's too far. To float out on a light beam, come on.
Who's to say it can't happen?
You can see that TV story on our website now, triplem.com.au. J&J for breakfast, 10 to 7.
Triple M's Kennedy Malloy. It's a drive home that's always surprising.
Jane can't believe